right now, we want to turn to IPOs, different asset class, but equally important, I must admit. I want to bring in Sandy Miller, general partner at IVP, the leader in tech IPOs. He has done arguably more IPOs for tech companies than anyone else. And Sandy, I want to talk to you a little bit about your projection that this year we're going to see a really dramatic number of technology companies come to market with initial public offerings. Can you explain why, how many you expect, and you know what the demand is like for it?
Sure. I think it's going to be a robust year. It's hard to know the exact number, but I think we could see. And I'm thinking here primarily of tech IPOs, which is my area of focus. But I think we're going to see, you know, in the range of 30 to 50 IPOs this year. We're off to a good start in the year. It reflects a lot of pent-up demand because we've had a very, very light IPO calendar, again, for tech IPOs in the last 3 years, despite the fact that the stock market's been in a good place and there's so many great companies. So the buyers are there. Obviously, institutional buyers like IPOs, the source of alpha. The deals have been working. Tech IPOs were up 25% on average last year. They're doing about the same so far this year. And people want new names. You know, half there's only half as many listed companies as there were 20 years ago. So the buyers are there, and then the companies are there because there's more really strong tech companies, privately held still, of scale, call it $50 million, $100 million, $200 million, and growing than we've ever had before, in part because, of course, there haven't been very many IPOs to take them out. So I think the deals have been working well. The companies are ready. A lot of deals are on file already. Well, fortunately, the Jobs Act has allowed the silent filing, which has been a terrific thing for the sector. And, you know, there's probably upwards of more than 25, maybe more than 50, we don't know for sure, tech companies that have filed silently looking for IPOs that'll come both this year and next year.
So, Sandy, you talked a little bit about the dearth of IPOs and how the number of publicly listed companies has declined pretty dramatically. This is the source of quite a bit of hand-wringing, and the tech industry is a perfect example. People are saying that there are these companies that have grown to be the size where they would have otherwise had an IPO for a long time earlier, but they've been able to raise so much money from venture capitalists and in the debt markets that they haven't had to. Can you explain why these tech companies have waited so long?
Well, I think there has been private financing available for tech companies, primarily from equity rather than debt. And the companies also have felt it was an easier road because they didn't have the public scrutiny, and they could take the hard decisions that sometimes you have to make about, you know, business shifts and so on that are tougher to do in a public environment. But I think it was the availability of the private capital that allowed them to really do that. The private capital is still there today, but the valuations today are better in the public market than they are in the private market. And I think ultimately companies recognize they're going to need the liquidity of going public and also the brand building awareness that a public offering brings. So especially venture-backed companies need to find an exit, and the IPO has typically been the best exit, in part because it can fuel M&A. We saw that with one of our companies, AppDynamics, a really strong company that was poised to do a really successful IPO. And then at the last minute, Cisco came in and bought the company for a big premium. I think we'll see more of that as well because the IPOs actually catalyze more M&A activity.
Sandy, is Snap considered a success?
Absolutely. The company, whether something is a long-run success will only be determined in the long run, but I think the IPO, I assume that's your question, I think the IPO is very much a success. Priced, you know, range revised up, priced above the range, trading above the range. There's always volatility in these names, especially with companies that are super high profile, still in a position where they're not, you know, profitable companies. There's just more volatility around them, and I think we'll see a fair amount of volatility in the sector, but overall a very, very strong year for IPOs and also into next year.
Sandy, you noted that valuations are better today in the public market than the private market. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, when I mean by valuations, I mean multiples, because of course there's some private, you know, that are multiples reflecting the growth rates of companies. But the that's the normal environment. Normally, private companies are priced at some discount to public comparables, growth adjusted. But we did go through a period in 2014 and 2015, particularly, where that simply wasn't the case, and the private company multiples were actually higher than public company multiples. That's an anomaly, and it was sure to correct, and it has corrected. It's not a weak private market. We're still a robust private market. There's money available for good companies. There's good prices, but it's more balanced, and that's making the public market look more attractive to companies that we're kind of trying to choose between the private and the public market.
Thank you. Sandy Miller is the general partner of Institutional Venture Partners based in San Francisco, speaking about the potential torrent of technology initial public offerings coming this year.